This week's solar eclipse has a lot of people thinking about outer space. In his new composition, Dirk Brassé uses the spacey sounds of an unusual instrument to depict an important encounter here on Earth. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder has more.
The Peaceable Kingdom by Edward Hicks depicts the 1680s treaty made between William Penn and the Lenni Lenape. When composer Dirk Brassé chose to reinterpret this folk painting into music, he was
intrigued by the conversation that was going on between the British people and the Native Americans. Which instruments did they play? So it brought me to Native American percussion instruments, Native American double flute. The double flute is an amazing instrument because one part of the flute is giving like a sustained sound, and the other part gives you the possibility to play in a pentatonic scale. And when you use the two instruments at the same time, you play in counterpoint.
Brassé juxtaposed Native American sounds with a new instrument called a
waterphone. It's a metal instrument with small metal staves, and inside you have to put water. And it has a very weird, spacey sound. I can imagine when William Penn came to America and he saw for the very first time Native American people, that for him it was a completely strange world, like he was in space, like he went to another planet. And this conversation between the spacey sounds representing the unknown world for Penn on the one side, and on the other side, the pure, very open, emotional sound of the Native American flute, these two worlds, they really clashed with each other. And at the same time, they were in harmony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.